So we will turn then to the Gospel of John in the third chapter.
那我们来回到约翰福音的三章。
And we'll read from verse 15 down to verse 21.
那我们看一下15节到21节。Read from 15 to 21.
Yes, read in the Mandarin.
好，我们先用中文读哈。15 or 16?
15.
15, okay. 叫一切信他的都得永生。
因为神爱世界，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
因为神差他的儿子进入世界，不是要定世界的罪，而是要叫世界因他得救。
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
但作恶的并恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Amen.
We should have read verse 14, actually.
我们也要读一下14节。摩西的旷野怎样取舍，人子也必照样被举起来。
That's right. Now, in this portion of the Gospel of John,The necessity for being born again is stressed. We understand the need to be born again.
所以在这一章的前半部分呢，我们讲到这个要被重生的这个重要性啊，我们需要重生。
The Lord Jesus said that.In verse 3, he says, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
那耶稣在这里说呢，没有人能够进神的国除非他重生。
And again, he says in verse 7, you should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.
所以第七节说呢，你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。
So the importance of regeneration or the second birth, as it's well known, we well understand that it's absolutely necessary.
所以这种重生的这个重要性啊，我们会明白这是必须的啊，没有第二条路。
But this doctrine of the being born again, it may bring to your mind that this is something strange or hard to understand.
那这样的教义呢，这样的教导可能到我们的脑海里啊，有的时候会觉得很难理解。
Because Nicodemus, he was the great teacher of Israel.
那尼哥底母他是以色列人的一个特别优秀特别大的老师。
And he had difficulty understanding what this second birth, what it meant.
他即使他都有困难去理解什么叫做重生。
And the Lord Jesus seemed to say that the being born of the Spirit is like the wind. You can't see the wind, and so you can't see the Spirit.So is everybody that's born of the Spirit.
即使耶稣都在讲啊，他说，当你讲到这个重生啊，它就像从风一样的，风从哪里来呢？你也不知道，就像灵从圣灵生的也是这样。
So today we want to look at this doctrine of the second birth a little more closely.
那今天我们会讲这种重生的这个教义呢，我们讲的更深一点，更细一点。
And we'll follow Jesus in his teaching.
那我们也跟随耶稣他的教导他的话来看。
Because he used an Old Testament picture to illustrate the truth.
那他用一个旧约的形象图景来 表达这个教导。
And that is the picture of the snake on a pole.
这是一个一条蛇在耶在摩西的杖上的那个形象。
And so there in verses 14 and 15.
这就是14和15节的内容。
He says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
And so, let's go back to Numbers chapter 21.
我们回到民数记的21章来看这个故事最初的样子是什么。
And there we'll find
旧约的民数记。
We'll find the illustration that the Lord Jesus gives.
257页旧约的。
Now I know you're all familiar with this story, but there's a particular truth that I want to pick up here as we go through it. But so we want to make it absolutely plain.
那我们都知道大家都熟悉这个故事，但这里有一个特别的真理，我们今天要讲出来，所以我们需要非常清楚地了解这个故事。
So we'll read from verses 4 to 9.
我们先把4到9节读下去。民数记21章4到9节。刚才停在什么？
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地，百姓因这条路难行，心中甚是烦躁。就愿那叫什么神？
愿读
啊，读神和摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们心厌恶这淡薄的粮食。”
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
百姓到摩西那里说：“我们愿读耶和华和你。”有罪了，求你祷告的话，向这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告。
耶和华对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇，挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这蛇就必得活。”
摩西便制造了一条铜蛇，挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的，却一望这铜蛇就活了。
Amen.
Yeah. So now the children of Israel. They had to travel around the country of Edom. They couldn't go through Edom because the Edomites would not let them come through their borders.
那以色列人呢？他们去从旷野去迦南地的路上，他们必须得绕过整个以东地，因为以东王呢不允许他们从他们的这个地上直穿过去。
Edom, of course. Were the descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother.
那以东哪里来的？就是最早，是以扫的后裔。以扫就是雅各的哥哥。
And so the Edomites, they were very close relatives of the Israelites.
所以我们都知道呢，按道理呢，以东人和以色列人呢还是很近的亲戚。
And in another place, we find that. The messengers went to the messengers from Israel went to the Edomites and asked them if they could go through their land. They would travel straight through on the highway. They wouldn't go to the right or to the left. Anything that they used, water or food, they would pay for, and they wouldn't cause any problems.
所以我们都知道，在另外一个圣经的民数记里地方提到，就是以色列人派一个信使过去跟以东王说呢。我们就走你们的大路，直穿过去。我们绝不往左往右去骚扰打扰你们。然后我们这当中所用的、喝的一切水和食物呢，我们都照样付钱。
But the Edomites refused to let them come through.
但是呢，以东王呢就拒绝了，就不让他们走。
And so God told Moses, "Go around Edom, then don't bother them."
那上帝就告诉摩西，那我们就从外面绕过去，再不去打扰他们。
But the only way around Edom was into the desert.
但是绕过以东地唯一的路就是得从旷野走。
And it was a long, hard journey.
是一个很长也很艰难的旅程。
And it says there in verse 4, the people grew impatient.
所以这就是 这一段话的开始就是百姓开始有点烦躁了。
And they spoke against God and against Moses.
啊，他们开始埋怨神，也埋怨摩西。
And they complaining there now.
他抱怨了，开始。
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert?
为什么把我们从埃及领出来，让我们死在旷野呢？
There's no bread and there's no water.
没粮，没有水。
And we detest this miserable food.
我们也讨厌这个淡薄的食物。
That miserable food happened to be angels' food.
这个淡薄的食物啊，其实是天使的食物。
It was the food of angels. We read it. It was manna.
是玛纳了，就是天上降下来的玛纳，其实是给天使吃的。
And that manna came every morning.
玛纳每天早晨都降下来。
And they were, all they had to do was to go out and gather enough for them for themselves for that day.
只需要做的就一清早出去，在那个露珠上去取这个玛纳，就取足够的，他们当天够吃就好了。
And it must have been very nourishing because they were 40 years in the wilderness and they had no sicknesses or anything. God preserved them.
这个一定是非常有营养的，因为在整个四十年当中，他们吃这个玛纳也。也没得病，也没有任何的问题。
And rather than being thankful, what did the people do? They complained.
但按道理他应该感恩啊，但是人们怎么样呢？他开始抱怨了。
And they said hard things about God.
他们说了很不好的事情啊，关乎神。
They said, "We hate what you've provided for us, God."
你说我讨厌这个你给我们提供的这食物。
One of the things I think as Christians we need to be thankful.
那我们有一件事对基督徒来说是常常要注意，就是我们要感恩的。
A New Testament concept is that godliness with contentment is great gain.
那就像保罗的书信里讲到，他说敬虔加知足的心呢，就是大利了，就是特别大的利益对你。
One of the secrets of perfect peace and joy in the Lord is to be thankful for what God gives us.
那有一个很有意思的秘诀，就是跟神关系很好的，就是你要常常去感谢他，因为你对你有的东西满足了，你就会关系很好。
And not only that, we should never complain at what God finds best for us at any given time.
而且呢，不但如此，我们也不能去抱怨什么呢？就是上帝给你安排的，现在这样的东西是最好的，他供应给你的，这就是最好的，你不能去抱怨他。
See, it's easy for us to compare ourselves to someone else.
这是非常容易啊，我们做的一个事就是把我们和其他的人去对比。
We can look at other people and say, "Well, look, God has given them this and this and this, and I don't have any of that."
我们常会说，上帝给这个人这个，那我没有这些。
And so we sometimes complain, maybe not openly, but there's the complaint in our hearts.
那我们也许有的时候不是公开的讲，但是让我们的心里会有这样的抱怨。
Now it's okay to take those complaints to God.
就是it's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to explain though.
Okay, 他说是我们把这个的抱怨给到神是可以的啊。
And say to the Lord, Lord, make me content with those things that you have given to me.
但是我们要这么讲啊，我们要说呢，主啊，你让我在这些事情上得满足啊，就是你给我的供应啊，我希望我满足了。
See, they were comparing themselves to all the nations around them.
因为他们总是把自己当时的以色列人和周围的那些国度列邦去比较。
I guess, you know, as they were walking by, they saw the bake shops there in Edom.
然后他，我猜啊，他们绕着以东地走的时候，一定看见以东那有大商店，大
锅房。So we don't have any Danish pastries.
我们没有那个丹麦的面包啊，好吃的那个丹麦面包。
But the problem is they were comparing themselves to others.
所以问题就是他们把自己和其他人总是去做对比。
But God knows what's best for each of us individually.
但神知道我们每一个人，他知道我们什么对我们最好的。
And if God is testing us, it's only to prove to us that He's always faithful in everything.
那当神测验我们的时候呢，他总是要我们显出这样的信心，来显明就是我们愿意在凡事上信靠他。
Paul, he said, I've learned, he said, that in whatever state I am in, I am content.
然后保罗说呢，我已经学会了，就是凡事我都知足啊，或饱足或饥饿，他都知足。
See, all our paths are different. Each of us follows an individual path before the Lord.
我每一个人在神的带领下呢，都是不同走不同的路。
And so, if we compare another person's experience with ours, we're not wise at all.
如果我们把其他人走过的路的经验来对比我们呢，这个不是一个特别聪明的方法。
What when you see somebody else with more than you have, and you become envious, then you're not trusting the Lord.
所以当你觉得其他人有的比你更多的东西的时候，你会变得嫉妒，这样的心呢，对你丝毫没有帮助。
It might be that this person has not, this other believer rather, has not been yet brought to the place where God could test them in this way.
这完全有可能是，这你所对比的那个人，他还没有，假设他是个信徒，他还没有到一个生命的程度，上帝能够把他带到这个领域来经受测试，比如说他有的你没有啊，也许你在测试里，他没有在测试里。
Or it may be that they've already passed through that test.
那也有可能呢，他已经经历了这个测试，他在这个上面已经得自由了。
So we should never compare ourselves to others.
啊，我们总是不能把自己和其他人做一些对比。
You see, trials, and troubles are often God's means of proving us and testing us.
所以，试炼和这些测验都是神的方式，来带领我们啊，让我们在一些事情上得自由，来信靠他。
And that's what God said about Israel, that those 40 years, He said, I tested you and proved you in the wilderness.
这就是神说，我在那40年之久啊，我试炼你们，测验你们。
And there's what these trials do are two different things.
那这些试炼呢，有两能达到两件事情的目的。
First of all, they expose the reality of our faith.
那第一呢，会显明我们的信心真实的情况是怎么样的。
It exposes our lack of faith sometimes.
其实呢，会显出我们很多时候是没有信心的。
But on the other hand, it displays God's care and provision.
另外一个硬币的另一面呢，它也显明了神的关爱啊，神的供应。
Because He said, "I'm going to bring you into the promised land."
因为他说，我总是要带你们进到那迦南美地的。
And did He bring them to the promised land?
他有没有带他们进那应许地呢？
Absolutely.
当然没问题。
But not before He had proven them and tested them.
但是在这之前呢，他上帝带领他们经历了一段试炼的过程。
And this was a little test for them.
所以这绕行以东地啊，是一个小小的测试。
They said they had no bread and no water.
但是呢，以色列人说他们没有粮，没有水。
But God would bring water out of rock.
神能够从岩石当中、磐石中给他们弄出水来。
He dropped bread from the sky.
他从天上直接就降下粮食来，就是五饼二鱼。
And not only that, doesn't say it here, but they also had quails. They had meat, plenty of meat.
然后呢，神也供应他们肉吃，有鹌鹑啊，飞来很多鹌鹑给他们吃。
But these people, they were not thankful, and they complained to Moses and the Lord.
但是他们并不 感恩呢，他们抱怨神也抱怨摩西。
And not only complained, they spoke against God.
他们不但抱怨，其实他们还说了不好的话，直接对神说了不好的话。
So the Lord brought judgment upon mostly the ringleaders, probably.
然后那神就把这个审判带进了这个以色列人当中。
And he sent venomous snakes upon them, among them.
就是使火蛇进入百姓中间。
And they bit the people, and many Israelites died.
很多以色列人死了。
And then the people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people.
百姓就到摩西那里说，我们有罪了，求你祷告，叫耶和华叫蛇离开我们。于是摩西就为百姓祷告。
And so, discipline, often discipline is brought by the Lord on us in order that we might see our sin.
所以神的管教很多时候目的是让我们能够看见我们的罪。
Now God didn't send venomous snakes among the Edomites.
你知道上帝并没有把这个火蛇拆到那个以东人当中去。
Why not?
为什么不呢？
不
是 not his people.
They're not his children.
那不是他的，不是他的孩子。
Exactly.
对的。
You see, God's discipline sometimes is we see we get disciplined for things that we do, and the unbelievers seem to go through life with no problems at all.
所以你看，这是一个鲜明的对比。那你是个信徒呢？你相反得到了神的管教。那不信的呢？很可能他这辈子过得还挺顺畅、舒适的，一点事儿没有，他就很高兴的活着。
You see the poison of those snakes is a picture of sin.
那我们都知道这里面的预表，这个比喻的这个蛇的毒啊，其实就是罪的意思。
And these people, they realized that they were, that there was venom, deadly venom in them.
所以他们都意识到在他们里面呢，这个蛇咬了他们自己有一个致命的毒在身体里。
So that's what discipline is for, is to bring us to a place of repentance.
所以呢，管教总是带领我们到一个程度呢，悔改，我们认识自己错了。
We sometimes resist repentance.
我们很多时候会抵挡那个悔改。
But God, if He loves us, won't allow us to continue in sin.
但是神因着他的爱呢，他总是不愿意我们一直持续待在罪里面。
And so He brought discipline on the nation of Israel.
所以他把这个管教带到了这个以色列当中。
And so many Israelites began to die.
那所以很多以色列人死了。
That triggered, or that made them understand that they had sinned against the Lord.
那这个会使他们开始意识到，明白他们有罪了。
And they even said what they did.
他们也甚至说了一遍，他们做错了什么。
They didn't say we sinned. They said we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you.
所以他们这个悔改是很彻底的，就是他不只是说我有罪了，我是个罪人。他说我干啥我错了，我不能去埋怨神，我说这些话我错了。
We don't, in John, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, we read, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
那约翰一书一章九节讲呢，就如果神是信实的，如果我们认自己的罪呢，神必赦免我们。
He says, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
必把我们从一切的罪和不义当中洗净。
Now it's not that we just confess that we have sinned.
所以不只是说呢，我们就这么简单说我已经犯罪了。
What we need to do is confess our sins. those things that we did against the Lord.
而且呢，我们要说我们到底是在哪里错了。所以，犯罪是一个本性，犯罪行不但是我们是个罪人，是个罪性。我得把那个罪行讲出来，跟神说，我到底哪我做错了。
God wants us to be on the same page as He is.
神希望我们和他在对事情的认知上是一致的。
And so, when we confess those specific sins, then we are agreeing with God.
所以当我们承认那特别的罪行的时候呢，我们在跟神在这件事情的认知上就一致了。
So when we confess our sins, He is faithful.
当我们承认自己的罪行的时候呢，他就是信实的。
He never fails.
他永远不出错。
It says, and he's just.
而且他是公义的。
His justice was satisfied when Jesus died for those sins.
那他的公义呢，在耶稣死在十字架的时候就显明了。
His mercy is based upon his sacrifice.
那他的怜悯就是基于他的十字架的牺牲。
Those specific sins that we commit, He's paid for. Those special, specific sins.
那这个特别的这个罪，我们行出来的罪行，他也在十字架上为我们赎了。
So they agree with God, and they say we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you.
所以他们在这一点上呢，跟神一致了。他说我们有罪了，为什么有罪呢？因为我们埋怨怨读耶和华。
Then they asked Moses to pray to the Lord to take those snakes away.
然后他们求摩西祷告，叫这些蛇离开。
But God didn't answer their prayer.
但神并没有立刻回答他们的祷告。
You notice that?
你猜为什么？
Did he take the snakes away?
Okay, she has a question.
就是这个试炼和那个问题，是神给那个来到把那个以色列人带到这个那个旷野中，
对，
不是他来降罪，是他到带了之后让他们看到罪才有，是这个意思吗？不是神降罪，对，
是他们自己犯罪，
自己埋怨，
他们埋怨是自己埋怨。对，原因他刚才解释了，
神是让他们看到了罪，是吧？
对，
不是神降罪让他们看到。
不是，罪不是从神来的。
对，
yeah. I explained to her because her question is, it's not sin, it's not from God. Yeah, sins from your children of Israel themselves.
Yeah,
yeah. But God used this example to expose the sin.
Yeah,
yeah. To make all the children of Israel to see that they are sinner.
Thank you. Yeah, make it clear.
Yeah.
If you see anything else like that, you go ahead and just jump in. Okay.
Yeah. 火蛇这个是那啥吗？是神降的吗？
神，火蛇是神降的。对，但这个是一个审判，这是审判，这不是这个不是罪，这是因为先有罪，他们自己先埋怨，这个不是，对，而且埋怨的原因啊。对，埋怨的原因也不是因为上帝，所以刚才那个长老讲了，他们先要走以东地呢，是执行过去的。如果以东人让他执行呢，就没有这个事；但以东人不让他执行，那上帝就带他们绕。这也不是上帝能够，上帝除非把以东人灭了，这个上帝不能这么做。那他就带他们一绕呢，就在旷野走。一旷野走呢，他就会受苦，一受苦他就会埋怨。其实，这个原因都不是因为神来的，都是因为客观的原因。但是呢，他们。在这个环境里，他的罪显明了，但是
还有一个就是，是不是肯定不是上帝那个降罪给？
不是，但是呢，审判是从神来的，你有罪，你得，因为神是审判官嘛。Yeah, I just explain to them that sin is not from God, but the judgment is from God.
Yeah,
right. And the judgment is to review, to expose the sin, to.Israelites.
Make them realize.
Yeah, make them realize that they are sinners.
Yeah,
yeah. 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 Thank you. Go ahead.
So now, what was their prayer?
那他们的祷告是什么呢?
What did they pray?
他们怎么祷告的呢?
What did they ask Moses to pray for? Take the snakes away.
对，他们祷告就是叫蛇离开他们。
Did God answer their prayer? No.
上帝有没有听他们的祷告？
He did something else, though, didn't he?
他做了其他的一些事，对不对？
And that is to teach them a lesson and us a lesson.
他们会给这些人一个给他们也给我们一个教导。
It's the lesson that we need to learn is that there's a terrible cost to sin.
这个教导呢，就是让我们知道罪的代价是太大太大的。
And this picture of the serpent in the wilderness is a picture, of course, that the Lord Jesus gives to Nicodemus.
这个旷野的这个铜蛇，就是耶稣讲给尼哥底母的这个。
And he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent or the snake in the wilderness, even so, the Son of Man must be lifted up.
所以这就是约翰福音我们刚才查到那一段，他说就像摩西在旷野举蛇一样，人子也必须这样被举起来。他用的词是必须。
Man's sin is going to cost God everything.
那人犯罪啊，就导致神要付上神生命的代价。
It's a terrible, terrible cost.
这是个非常非常大的代价。
And so we have that's the picture that we get from the Old Testament is the price that had to be paid for their sin.
这就是我们在旧约里得到的一个图景，也是。为了赎这个罪要付上的代价就是这么大的。
So let me interpret the picture.
那我们来解释一下这个图景。
What was God's answer then? He said in verse 8, make,
这就是第八节，神是这么回答的。
Make a snake and put it up on a pole.
他说你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上。
The snake now was what? It was the image of that which had bitten them.
那蛇呢，就是那个咬他们的那样东西。
It was I don't want to repeat myself, but it was that image of the thing that had bitten them. But the Lord Jesus was not, he was absolutely innocent.Wasn't he?
对，所以火蛇是那个形象啊，是就像罪一样，它是咬了以色列人的那样东西。但是呢，耶稣其实是完全圣洁的。
So here we have in Egypt, or in the wilderness, in the desert, we have the serpent lifted up on a pole.
那今天呢，我们看见这边在旷野里呢，有一条蛇被举在那个杆子上。
Here we have the Lord Jesus lifted up on a cross.
这里呢，我看见耶稣呢，被举在木头上，十字架上。
Now, what is the connection between the two?
啊，这两个有什么联系呢？
You see, we have the serpent was a picture of that venom. The one it had the sin or the venom in the snake.In the same way, the Lord Jesus was made sin for us. That when he was put up on the cross and he suffered, God transferred all the venom of sin upon his son. And the result of our sin was death. And he died there for our sin.
所以这两个的联系其实是完全完全一致的，而且非常重要。蛇咬我们的蛇是罪，耶稣是完全无辜的，但是呢，在十字架上的耶稣呢，他就替我们成为罪。上帝把这个蛇的这个罪的毒放在了他的身上，然后在那一刻呢，他就替我们成为罪，神公义的审判就完全的落在了他身上。所以罪的代价是什么呢？就是死。所以耶稣替我们死了。
Now, our sin, every believer's sin was put on Jesus, and he paid the price for our sin.
每一个人的罪呢，都是放在了耶稣的身上，他替我们赎了这个罪。
But You never saw Jesus on the cross.
但是你没有看见耶稣在十字架上。
And it's mysterious how God could do that 2,000 years ago, put my sin in the 21st century, put my sin on him in the first century. It's a mysterious thing, isn't it?
这是一个非常神奇的事情，对不对？就是他是在公元一世纪在十字架上的，我今天是公元二十一世纪犯的罪，上帝怎么把这个放在了他的身上？
Many people are perplexed. They wonder about this.
他很多人在这一点上呢感到很困惑。
But you see, the picture from the Old Testament simplifies this.
那你会看见旧约的这个图景呢，让这个问题变简单了。
God said, Moses, make a brass serpent, put it up on a pole.
那上帝给摩西的命令呢，不是把那个蛇就取走了，他说你搞一个杆。上面搞一条铜蛇。
And whenever anybody is bitten, all they have to do is look at that pole, at that snake.
那任何人只要被咬了呢，他只要做一件事，抬头看，看那个挂在上面的蛇。
They look and live.
他看就活了。
That's God's word. Look and live.
这是神的话哈，凡看的，一望就活了。
And verse 9, it says, so,Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived.
所以摩西在第九节呢，一模一样的做了。所以结果是什么？任何人只要被咬了，他就看，他就活了。
Now, suppose we're all Israelites here.
那假设我们今天都是以色列人啊。
And I got bitten by a snake.
我被火蛇咬了。
And I talked to Long.
他跟我说呢。
I said, Long, I'm bitten by a snake.
说我被蛇咬了怎么办。
And Long says, well, look at the serpent.
然后我就会跟 Eric 弟兄说你看看那个看那个火蛇挂在杆上的。
And I say to Long, I say, well, how can that help me?
他会跟我说，那这个有什么用啊？看一眼有什么用啊？
Just looking at a snake on a pole, and I've got poison in me.
我说，他说，我只是看一下那个杆上的蛇，这我身上有蛇毒，你知道吗？
He says, look at the pole, man.
然后我会跟他说呢，你看，你就看那个蛇就好，看那个铜蛇就好。
And I say, I don't know how that can work.
他会说呢，我不知道这个怎么能帮助我，这有什么用呢？
So Long finally says, well, God said it, we just believe it.
然后呢，我最终我会跟 Eric 弟兄讲，也是你相信就好了，因为这是上帝说的。
You see, I don't have to understand how it works.
所以我并不需要理解它是怎么有做成的。
I just know that,God said this is the remedy. This is the cure.
那只是呢上帝说呢这个是个医治的方法。
He's done the work by putting up the brass serpent on the pole.
因为他把铜蛇摆在杆上呢他就用这种方法来医治我们。
Now all I have to do is look at it.
那我需要做的就是看它。
Right?
但是我有一个问题一个细节。
Yeah.
他这里说蛇就咬他们以色列人中死了许多。那被咬伤的看一下他就活了那个已经死了的他这里说死了许多人他怎么睁眼看呢、
How about all these already died? So actually, if you're bitten by the snake and you are just wounded, you can raise your head and,、
yeah.
and look up. But for those already dead, how about those dead men?、Yeah.
They had a funeral for them.
他们就被埋了。
他只是说被咬伤的。
对。
死了的就不能复活了。
对。
死
了就死
了。要付出那个代价呀。
对。罪的公价就是死了。
Now, I might say that at this point, that, all of that generation,over 20 years of age, they all died in the wilderness. They, in that 40-year period, they all died. Except for Moses, or except for Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua. 那实际上呢，那一代的人呢，二十岁以上，就出埃及的时候二十岁以上的那一代以色列人，都在旷野死了，只有两个人，加勒和这个约书亚，活着进到了迦南地。
But it's important, very important to understand that the judgment that God brought on those Israelites that died there, the judgment was that they would not see, they would not enter into the promised land. There was nothing that he said that individually that they would not go to heaven.
So, 我们要记得这个故事的形象的代表，上帝只是说他们的受的接受的审判是不能进到那个迦南地区，但是呢，上帝从来没有说当中的个别的人他不能够上天堂，所以这个不等于得救，只是他们最终他没有进到那个美地去。
Just because they died in the wilderness, it meant that their lives were cut short, that they didn't enter into God's blessings.
所以他们在旷野死了，只是代表他们生命呢，在地上生命短，他们没有办法进到神给他们的祝福里去。
Those were earthly blessings.
这是，但这个不管怎么说，都是地上的祝福嘛。
But had nothing to do with their eternal destiny.
但这个跟他们永恒的结局是没有关系的。
Each individual would make a decision, whether they would trust God for their eternal salvation or not.
每一个人都得自己做一个重要的决定，他是不是在永恒里要信靠上帝，相信他。
And so, just because all that nation died, or that whole generation died in the wilderness, doesn't mean to say they're all in hell.
那整个一代的以色列人都死在旷野，不表明整个一代的以色列人全在地狱里。这个不能这么来说，对，对。
我发现他这个分级还是蛮明显的，蛮明确的。
对对对。
根据你的信靠程度。
对对对对。
And even those bitten by snakes that died doesn't mean to say they went to hell.
对，即使那些被蛇咬了死了的人，不表明他就下地狱了，对。
Sin has its effect on believers and unbelievers.
那罪在，罪是有它的结果，有它的后果的，但。不论是在信徒里还是不信的人当中，都是一个。
The difference is a believer has his sins forgiven and is going to go to heaven.
区别就是信徒他犯罪了，他的罪被赦免了，他还是去天堂。
But because of maybe unconfessed sin, a believer can lose out on the best that God might have for them.
但是呢，信徒因为他有一些未承认的、隐而未现、没有去认的罪呢，那他会导致今生也会有一些痛苦。甚至一些很糟糕的情况，失去一些祝福。
对，那我现在明白了，其实就是你犯了错误，还是有惩罚的，只是惩罚的不同，所以还是尽量不犯错了。
对，
不是说什么都能够被原谅的，不是，这里还是有哈分得很明确。
对，他原谅是在永恒里。
对。
对神的she said actually she realized all things has a severe effect.
Yeah.
So no matter what kind of things.You've done, you need to take that effect, the consequence of the
yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so that's why we need to try to avoid any things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but the cross only do that eternally saved our life. Yeah,
there's the effect of sin.
Yeah.
So oftentimes, though, God in His grace can erase problems.
Yeah.
He can do that too.
Yeah.当然神在他的恩典里他可以把一切麻烦都挪走，但这个对显明我们的罪没有好处。但如果我们有罪的时候，你确实要去认。
对。
认了其实是帮助我们在今生得着祝福。但你隐而未现没有认的罪呢，那个后果就会在今生一直延续下去。但是呢，因为你信靠他，在永恒里这个罪的结果也没了。
And God is so gracious.
神是非常非常有爱的，对。
That he doesn't reward us according to our sin.
他不是说因为我们的罪来赏赐我们，对。
He's so gracious. We don't get what we deserve.
我们 本应该得到的这个罪的惩罚呢，他替我们担了，所以我们没有得。
So there's God's remedy then for our sin would only come through the Son of Man who would be lifted up.
所以这两个对比其实就告诉我们，神的医治只能会从人子，就是耶稣被举起来的那个十字架上来给我们，就是这就是铜蛇的含义。
And John chapter 3 again, if we just go back there, we'll take a break in a moment, but there's just one thing we want to look at.
我们回到约翰福音的三章。
Just remind you what we looked at last week in verse 13 of that chapter.
三章十三节。
It says, No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
In other words, what he's telling Nicodemus there is,You can't go up to heaven to get that second birth.
然后他告诉尼哥底母在这里呢，你不能够去自己去天堂去得那个第二次的生命重生。
In the same way, the Israelites they could not. There was no way that they could cure themselves of the sin.
同样的，在铜蛇的故事里面，以色列的这些孩子们，他们不能靠自己去医治自己，他做不到。
Only no one has ever gone up into heaven except the Son of Man who came down from heaven to earth, and then he was lifted up halfway between heaven and earth on a pole. It's a real picture of God's man meeting our need and meeting God's holiness.
Amen. 所以唯一的路只能是医治是外来的。是神带给我们的，所以呢，人子那从天降下的人子，他道成肉身降在地上以后，他在十字架上被举起来，举在半空中，这是个非常形象的图景。他在半空中达到一个什么目的呢？他是从人这里被举起来，他代表了从人这里把人的罪拿上来了，然后呢，神的公义的审判也从天上降下来，降在他身上，在这一个点呢。就让人和神和好。
Now, the picture that we get from the Old Testament was given, the serpent on the pole was given centuries before the Romans invented crucifixion.
非常有意思的是，摩西在旷野里把这个铜蛇举在杆上啊，这样的一个形象呢，是在罗马人，历史上十字架的刑罚是罗马人发明的。这个罗马人发明刑罚的一千多年前，上帝就已经把这样的图景呢，在圣经里启示给我们。
And so it was in God's plan.
因为这个是神的计划。
But the picture was taken years before.
但这样的图景是在很多很多很多年以前就已经启示给我们了。
Yeah. Something like 1700 years before.
差不多1700年前了，在耶稣。十字架的刑罚就在那个罗马前后也很短的时间里，很快就废止了。
No, 1300 years before.
也在1300年。
Yeah. Or more, a little more maybe.
Yeah, 应该多一点点。
So, that picture then, if you picture that, that's God's remedy. We don't understand how that works, how God could place our sins on Jesus 2000 years ago.We don't understand that, but like the Israelites, we look to him, right? And we're saved.
所以我们不能够理解神是怎么做到的，但是我们就像以色列人那样，我们就看了我们就得救了。
And so, there's two things we need the sinner must do. First of all, we've got to see ourselves as sinners.
那有两件事情我们从这里能得出。第一呢，我们要看见自己是个罪人。
If you're not bitten by a serpent, you don't need to look, do you?
如果你被没被蛇咬，你就没必要看嘛。
But if someone was bitten by a serpent, and he said, I wasn't bitten by a serpent.
但不是每一个被蛇咬的人都愿意看。有的人说，那我不是被蛇咬的。
And his friend says, look at the holes in your hand there, in your arm.
他朋友会说，那你看这手上都有一个洞了。
And it'd be a foolish person to deny that.
所以呢，对于一个人来说呢，会很蠢的。你不承认这个东西比较蠢。
And we read in Romans chapter 6 verse 23, if you go there, please.
如果我们来看一下罗马书的六章二十六节，六章二十三节，274页新约。
It says, "For the wages of sin is death."
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
So if the first of all we got to realize that we are sinners.
那第一呢，我们必须要认识到我们是个罪人。
And as sinners, we need a savior.
那作为罪人呢，我们就需要救主了。
And so that's the second thing. We need to believe God's remedy.
那这就是第二件事。第一件事，我们认识到自己有罪；第二件事呢，我们要相信神的医治。
Do we understand it all?
我们都能明白吗
？No.
不一定。
But we believe.
但是我们要信呢。
And that whosoever believes in Him may have eternal life.
那一切信靠他的人呢，就有可能有永生。
Now we'll look at John 3:16. Afterwards, we're going to go through that beautiful verse.
那我们接下来就要读那段最美的经文了，就是约翰福音三章十六节。
And we'll take a look at the miniature, the gospel in miniature.
这就是缩小的福音。
But we'll
缩在一句话里面。
Take a break.
Yeah, may I just say one more couple of things before we take a break? The Lord is always trying to teach.People lessons out of these stories.
耶稣主努力想通过这些故事呢，教导一些人们关于神的点。
And the lesson has always been the same, right from the book of Genesis, right to the end of the Bible.
那这些教导从创世纪到最圣经的最后都是一样的。
The lesson that God is trying to teach man throughout the centuries and time, that.God, who has created us and everything, He knows what's best for us. And we should be satisfied that He is taking care of His creation.
所以我从头到尾啊，上帝在这么多年里面教导人的东西就一个，就是他知道什么对我们是最好的，我们就要信靠他，以他为满足。
And He wants us to trust Him.Believe him and obey him.
他希望我们相信他，顺服他。
That will save a lot of trouble in people's lives.
这个会在我们的生命当中让我们免受很多很多的麻烦。
Now these people here with the snake, they wanted the snakes taken away. That's pretty easy, eh? I mean, God could take the snakes away, but He wanted to teach them a lesson. He wanted to teach them that.They cannot do without God. If you take God out of the picture, there'll be nothing left.
在这个故事里面，火蛇的这个故事里面呢，以色列人这个祷告呢，神很容易做，就把火蛇取走，这个很容易做。那上帝为什么要用另外一个方式？其实就是要带领以色列人去明白，他们需要信靠上帝，因为在整个过程当中，如果没有上帝，其实什么都剩不下来了。
So they must obey. He told Moses to make the pole and the snake on there, which, by the way, is the same symbol that the medical profession uses today. It's a symbol of healing.
所以他告诉摩西呢，去做一条火蛇，举起来。那这个其实就是今天我们每一个救护车上都有的形象啊，一个红十字上面一条蛇，那这就是代表着医治。他要我们去相信这个医治。 因为你在救护车你快死的时候你总是把自己交给他的。
So there was a test there that God put to them. If you look at the serpent on the snake on the pole, you will be healed. But if you don't listen to me, and don't look at that serpent, you go your way and do your thing, you will die from that snake bite.
所以这个教导就是你如果看那个杆上的那个蛇呢，那你就得救了。那你不看，那你要靠自己的方法去做呢，你总是死的最后。
Obedience is the most important thing for mankind to obey God.
所以顺服啊，对人来说是最最重要的一件事情。你要顺服神的话，这是最最重要的事。
And you know these stubborn people, their clothes, their shoes, they never got old. 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. God gave them food to eat. He gave them water to drink. He gave them everything they needed.Not what they wanted, but what they needed, he gave them.
这些心里刚硬的人啊，他们真的是眼瞎，他们不去看什么呢？他们四十年旷野走了四十年啊，鞋子没有穿破，衣服没有破，啊，然后他们所需的一切饮食和水，神都供应他们，不是他们想要的，是他们需要的啊，神都供应了他们。那他们不去看这些点啊。
Every time they disobeyed God.He would bring calamity into their life. He would bring some hardship. And then they would realize that they need God. And they would turn to God.
那每一次呢他们抱怨的时候他们开始怨毒神的时候呢神就会带来一些像火蛇这样的困难给他们。那这个时候呢神就希望他们能够看见自己的错能够信靠上帝。
And it seems like it's the same thing today. That's human nature.When everything is going well for people, they don't need God. Okay, they're enjoying life.
那这跟今天我们在地上的事情是一模一样的。当你在世上一切事情很顺的时候，你是不要上帝的。你很嗨啊，自己的事情。
You know, my wife's sister-in-law, Jazz is always trying to preach the gospel to her brother and her sister-in-law. And her sister-in-law said outright, she said, "Don't bother us."Life is good. We're enjoying everything we got. We've got lots and more than what we need. We don't need God. Don't tell us about God and judgment.
然后，长老的太太呢，她太太有个嫂子，就是在他们跟她传福音的时候呢，她总是说：“哎呀，我这一切都很好，你不要跟我讲福音啊，我不需要这个东西，我很好。”
So we must believe and trust and obey God.And leave everything in his hands because he knows what's best for us. He can see the present to the future, what's going to happen in our life already. And, we just must trust him and believe him and obey him.
这就是为什么我们要信靠上帝，因为他是高过时间的，他从亘古到永远他都知道，所以他知道什么对我们是最好的。我们为什么不把这个交在他的手里来信靠他？
And we must believe that he's provided a way for us that sin has bitten us and that we're going to die. And that he has provided a remedy, his son, the Lord Jesus. If we look unto him, we will be saved.
那我们要相信他，他告诉我们呢，我们是有罪的，罪的工价就是死，我们就像被蛇咬了，会死的。啊，他说呢，你看一下耶稣，你就活了。所以我们要相信，我们去看，我们就得生命。
OK,
那我们一起来做个祷告吧。我们天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这些话语啊，让我们靠着得救。父啊，我们相信您，我们不愿意做那悖逆的以色列人啊。我们相信您，我们看见了自己是个罪人，我们愿意抬头仰望您，因为当我们低头的时候，我们看见的是蛇；当我们周围看的时候，我们看见和我们一样惶恐的人。我们只有抬头看，我们就看见那在十字架上。为我们献上生命的基督，父啊，谢谢您，求您帮助我们，也祝福我们，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Chapter 3，
我们继续回到约翰福音三章。
A question.
我有个问题。
The question is, if you're bitten by the serpent, in the wilderness. You're an Israelite. You're bitten. And you're dying. When you looked on the pole in faith, how long did it take to get cured?
好，我现在有个问题啊，如果你是在那旷野以色列人群当中，你被蛇咬了，然后呢，你要开始仰望这个铜蛇，你觉得需要多久你才能得救？
拉下
immediately.
That's better.
She's got the right words. She's fishing around for her, because of her English, eh, right? She's fishing around for words, eh? That's good.
你说的那个词是对的。对
yes.
Immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
Now, when somebody sees they're a sinner in the sight of God, and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when are they saved?
那当一个人他里面有意识到自己是个罪人啊，他要相信耶稣基督啊，他什么时候得救的？
Immediately.
立刻就得救。
Immediately. Yes. As we'll see that especially later on in these verses here.
我们就能够明白这个后面的这些经文就是讲这个意思。
They didn't, those in the wilderness didn't gradually get better.
那些在旷野被蛇咬的人不是一点一点好起来的。
They passed from death to life immediately.
他们从死到生立刻看一眼就到了。
And so the same thing is they were either dying or they were living. There was no halfway in between.
所以没有一个中间状态，他们或者是死的或者就活了。他没有半死不活的这个状态。
So that many, I've met people who said that they would never know if they're saved until they get to heaven.
那我有时候会碰到一些人，他们都不知道自己是不是能够去天堂，是不是得救了。
People that say they can't be sure of their salvation.
因为人们会说他不是很确定他是不是得到那个救恩了。
And some Christians teach that.
甚至有一些基督徒也这么教导。
But you can't be half saved.
但是呢你要知道你不能是被救了一半的。
That doesn't make any sense. You're either saved or you're lost, right?
你或者被救了或者失丧了。你就这两个状态。
You're either dead or alive.
死了或活了。
And, It's God who does the saving.
是神做那个救的工作的。
And what he does is instantaneous.
那他做的一定是立刻的，立时就做成了。
The moment we believe, God's power is at work.
那我们信的那一刻，神的能力就开始起作用了。
And salvation is a work of his power.
那救恩是他的能力所做的工。
Based upon the finished work of Christ.
是基于基督已经完成的工所做出来的。
And God's work is never half completed.
那神的工从来不是说什么做成一半的这么个成果。
When he healed a blind man and made him see, the man could see perfectly.
当耶稣去医治那些瞎子的时候，那瞎子立刻就看见了，就全看见了。
There was one exception, but that is a different case altogether.
但有一个当中有一个例子是是完全不同的，是有一个例子是有一点不同。
When he raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus one moment was dead in the grave, the next moment he was alive and coming out of the grave.
然后他让拉撒路死里复活的时候，那前一刻拉撒路是都臭了在坟墓里啊，下一刻拉撒路就是完全健康的活着。
So God's work is perfect and it's instantaneously.
那神的功呢？第一是完美的、完全的；第二呢是立刻的。
So therefore, we don't have a half alive person.
所以我们不会成为一个有一半生命的人。
You're either saved or you're lost.
你或者得救了，或者就失丧了。
And so, that's something that we need to really understand, because it's God who does the saving.
这是我们有一个特别需要清楚的点，因为是神在做那救人的工作，不是我们。
And we're not depending upon our own feelings.
我们并不是基于我们自己的感受。
There are times I feel half saved.
有的时候呢，我会感觉我大概只被救了一半。
Until I confess my sins.
那直到我承认了我的错，我的罪。
And he restores to me the joy of my salvation.
那他恢复了我在救恩里的喜乐。
But God's salvation doesn't depend upon me and my feelings or my understanding.
所以神的救恩呢，不是基于我的感受，甚至不是基于我的理解，
It just depends upon faith in His finished work.
那是基于我们的信心，信心在什么呢？在他已经完成的工作上的信心。
That takes all the uncertainty out of it, doesn't it?
他这样就把一切的不确定性都拿走了。
It removes from us all possibility of doubt.
他会把一切你有怀疑的这个可能都拿走了。
I believe, therefore I'm saved.
我相信，我就一定得救了。
That doesn't change. God doesn't change.
而且永远不变了，因为神是不变的。
Okay. So, turn to John chapter 5, verse 24.
我们先翻往后翻，约翰福音的五章。五章二十四节。
There's just this one verse I'd like to look at here for a moment.
这里有一节经文呢，我先暂时看一看。五章二十四节，一百六十九页。
This is the Lord Jesus speaking here.
这是耶稣基督在说。
I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.And will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Now notice, it doesn't say he's crossing over from death to life.
注意，他这里并没有说我是，crossing 就是正在出死入生。
He's not in the process of being, of going, coming out of death to life.
他并没有说我是正在一个从死到生的过程当中。
Notice it says, whoever hears my word and believes him that sent me has, that's present possession, right now, has.
所以他这里注意，他这里说，有永生，这个有是一个现在的状态。
And he's already crossed over from death to life.
而且呢，在这个有永生的这个状态之前呢，他已经有一件事情发生了，已经是什么呢？从死到生了，这个事情已经发生了。
The moment that Israelite in the desert looked at that cross, he crossed over from death to life.
那一刻，以色列人在被火蛇咬了以后，看，杆子的铜蛇的那一刻。那一刻发生之后，他就已经从死到生了。
Another thing that we look at there is that, the eternal life that you receive when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. It's eternal life. It wasn't just the life of those people in the wilderness, because that same generation.They died. Even though they may have been saved by looking at the pole, they died anyway in the wilderness. God said that generation did die.
所以这个永生啊，他们得着的生命是在永恒里的，并不只是说他那一刻。我们都知道那些在旷野看了铜蛇的那些人，就算他当时活下来了，他在旷野的四十年也死了最后。
So the life that we get is not an extension of our regular lives here.
所以我们这里得到的生命并不只是我们的地上这普通生命的一个自然延展。
That eternal life is God's life.
因为永恒的生命是神的生命。
He imparts that to us from heaven, from above.
他从天上，从上面把这样的生命浇灌进我们，注给我们。
We're born again. Born from above. That's the two meanings of that word.
所以我们重生其实有两个概念。重新有新的生命是一个，还有呢，这个生命是从天上给我们的。所以是个新的生命，不是我们地上能理解的那个生命。
So it's a different quality of life altogether. It's God's life.
对，所以这是一个完全不同概念的生命，是因为是神的生命，是超越时空的生命。Yeah, okay.
Eric was just talking about some people that, some churches that teach that there's a doubt of maybe you're saved and maybe you aren't saved. When you get to heaven, you'll find out if you're saved or not saved. These churches that teach these kind of things, you know, what kind of work can they do for the Lord if they don't know, if they're in nowhere land? If they're in a land where they don't know if they're going to heaven or if they're saved or not saved, what kind of work will they do for the Lord? They're confused all the time. But if you're sure, 100% sure, you can go out and do work for the Lord.
Mm.
You could, with a strong heart, you can, and conviction, you can preach the gospel with strength and with the power of the Holy Spirit. But if you're in doubt in your heart, you can't do nothing. Not a thing.
所以地上很好些的教会呢，他们在这个教义上出了很大的问题，就是他们总是告诉你呢，那个救恩呢，你还得做点什么啊？你不这个，他总是告诉你，你的救恩是不完全的啊，你一定要做一些什么。在这种状态里面呢，人始终是在一个怀疑的心里面，因为你不知道做什么才够，你也不知道做什么才对。所以在这个状态里呢，其实你真的是做不了什么，反而你又怕做错了，你又怕这个做的事情搞砸了，又得不着救恩了。所以相反呢，真正完全因着神的话啊，相信他，你就相信自己完全得救的人，他出去做工的力量反而是更大的，因为他特别有信心，他特别喜乐和平安啊，他做一切的事情都没有怀疑。
God does not leave us in doubt. When he says something, it's 100%.
所以神并不是把我们放在一个怀疑的状态里面，他说什么事情那他就是绝对的，他是100%，就是这个意思。
When he says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, that's 100% guarantee.
所以他说你信耶稣，信靠耶稣基督你就得救，这是一个100%确定的事情。
After that you can move on in life and progress ahead. But if that question there is a doubt in your heart,then it's a problem. You will not move along. You will not progress in life.
所以只有在这个基础上呢，你才可能慢慢走成圣的路，你越来越像基督，你生命才能成长。如果你开始那个基础啊，就是怀疑的，你觉得我信还不够，我还得做点什么，那你是不可能成长。你总在那个基础上打转打转，一辈子打转。
And that's the reason for many people not progressing in their spiritual lives.Because of the doubt in their hearts.
这是一个很重要的原因，为什么很多的基督徒他们在自己的生命里没有成长，就是因为他在这个最初的信的那个基础上，他就在打圈圈，就在怀疑啊，那就一辈子耽误了他这个属灵生命的成长。 She said that her present situation is doubting. Yeah. Skeptical.
Don't doubt, just believe.
不要怀疑，信就好了。信就好。
So now we come to this John 3:16.
好，那我们来看三章十六节，约翰福音。
Martin Luther called it the gospel in miniature.
那马丁路德管这个叫缩微的福音。
And some
迷你福音。
Others have called it the gospel in a nutshell.
或者说在一个 nutshell, 就是那个小坚果壳里的福音，就是你把一个特别大的书放在一个小坚果壳里，就这一句话。
And so it's a beautiful verse. We have it, in gold letters on our upstairs there.
对，我们这个教堂的这个楼上墙上写的就是这句话。
I'd like to just run through it, for us, today. For God, it says, In eternity past, you see, just one more thought before we enter it. We're not sure. Scholars are not agreed whether or not this is the Lord Jesus speaking or whether it's John the Apostle writing and making a commentary from verses 16 on.
仔细讲这些经文之前呢，我要先讲一个背景啊，就是解经学者呢，在这一点上还没有取得完全的一致。哪一点呢？就是从16节往后的到21节这些话呢，是耶稣自己讲的，还是使徒约翰在写的时候，他在圣灵带领下写的评论？
So it's not really important here.
但这个其实并不重要。
In my Bible, it's in red, so the commentators,They think that it must be the Lord Jesus still speaking.
对，所以我的圣经上面印的呢，它是用红字印的。那红字代表着就是从神来的，从耶稣自己讲的话。
But that's not important because the Holy Spirit is the one that had John write this down anyway.
那为什么这个不是那么重要呢？就即使是使徒约翰自己写的，那他也是圣灵带着他写的。那这个作者就是圣灵。所以无非是圣子说的还是圣灵说的。
One way or another, it's the inspired word of God.
那不管从哪一个，它都是神启示出来的话。
But it explains that verse 14 and 15 that we had a look back in the Old Testament. It explains that a little more.
然后16节往后呢，其实是解释了14和15节我们刚才讲的旧约的那个故事真正的意义。
Now the serpent in the wilderness,It was created in response to the problem of the moment, right?
所以旷野的那个火蛇其实是在那个环境里啊，为带领以色列人所做出来的审判。
It was God's remedy for the snakes that had bitten the people at that time.
然后呢，接着神会有他的医治来医治那些被蛇咬的人。
But in verse 16, it's God loving the world before man ever came into the world and before the world was created.
但是三章十六节啊，他讲的可就超越时间了。他并不是当时的以色列人被蛇咬了，他是在上帝还没有造世界以前，神就爱世人，他就安排好这一切。
It was in the plan of God from before the foundation of the world.That the Lord Jesus would give his life in this new world that God had not yet created.
甚至神还没有创造世界之前，神已经计划里就预定了耶稣去替我们这一切新生的人死，来给我们新的生命。那这样的一个事情在时空以外，神先定好。
In other words, God had this plan. You see, God is love.And how can love be expressed except through an action?
我们都知道神就是爱，但是爱怎么才能成为显明的爱呢？它必须要有行为做载体。
You can say the words, I love you, but unless the actions show that that's true, the words have no effect.
你可以说，我可以说呢，我很爱你，除非我有一定的行动来显明，否则呢，这句话就只是一句话而已。
And so God wanted to demonstrate His love to reveal who He is.
所以，上帝必须要显明他的爱啊，来借着这个显明他的爱，来显明他是什么样的神。
He wanted to express His inner nature.
他要把自己里面的那个内在的那个形象来展现出来，就需要有个载体，一个行为。
Go to 1 John chapter 4, please.
我们来看约翰一书的四章。
John chapter 4 and verse 8.
425页，新约425，第八节。
Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And then in verse 16 we read,
16节,
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. And whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him.
四章十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And, the fruit of the Spirit is love.
所以属灵的果子结出来就是爱。
And so when we find that God so loved the world, there was a demonstration of that love when he gave his son.
所以当他把圣子给我们的时候呢，他就显明了他的爱了。
And so, here we have, for God so loved the world. Now, what is the world?
神爱世人，那世人是什么呢？
Now, this is the world of men and women and children.
这就是这个世界，就是指着人，男人、女人、孩子。
All mankind.
所有的人类。
And perhaps it's got a wider meaning. It even his creation, he loves his creation.
那也许他会有更深、更多的、更广的含义，包括这个他地上一切受造的。
Because the effect of Christ's death on the cross is even going to redeem all fallen creation.
那十字架上成就的是要救赎一切堕落的创造受造者。
Not only to save sinners.But to bring back the creation as it originally was.
那不但救我们这些罪人，也让一切地上的这个受造的环境啊，回到最初神想在伊甸园里做的那个状态。
Now, how much did God love? Well, we find out that He gave. He gave in grace.God gives. He doesn't ask anything in return.
那神有多爱我们呢？就表现在他给啊，他没有任何回报的就给。
And so, what did he give? What was the extent of his love demonstrated toward us? His only begotten son, it says.
他给了我们什么呢？他的独生子。
He only had one son.
就一个
And he gave that son. He left nothing in reserve.
他没有给自己留下任何的东西。
Usually when you make an investment, you keep some of it back for emergencies.
当我们人做投资的时候，我们总是会留一点东西做底啊，是有做预备这个困难的时刻，紧急的时刻。
God's investment in the world of sinners was to give everything that he had.
那神来投资在我们这些罪人身上的时候，他是不给自己留任何底的，都给出来。
Consider also this.
那我们再这么想啊。
When Jesus became a man, that was an irreversible decision.
当耶稣成为一个道成肉身的人的时候呢，这是一个不可逆转的过程。
Previous to him being incarnated as a man, he was in the bosom of the Father.
当他道成肉身之前呢，他其实是在父的怀里。
But having been made in the form of flesh and coming as a man, he would occupy that form.For all eternity future.
当他道成肉身成为一个人之后，然后再复活再升天，他就一直在这个肉身当中直到永恒了。
Not only that, but God knew that when he came into the world that he was going to suffer, and he was going to suffer for the sins of the very ones that he had created.
那他不但如此呢，他还要受难，为我们的罪，为我他的受造物的罪受难。
And that he would die, suffer death.
然后受难以至于死。
And that he would bear the marks of our sin in his own body for all eternity.
所以他在永恒里啊，他会把这一切的为我们罪受难的印记全部留下来，所以我们以后能看见耶稣手上的钉痕。
Now great war heroes, they wear their medals on their chest, don't they? You see them.
那我们就知道，地上的那些有成就的勇士呢，胸口都是有勋章的。
But the greatest victory that was ever won was the battle for men's souls.
那最大的征战，最大的胜利曾经有的就是为了赢得人的灵魂而做的十字架上的征战。
And like he told Thomas, behold my hands and my feet.
这就是为什么耶稣
put your hand in my side.
这就为什么耶稣复活以后，当多马很怀疑的时候，耶稣说，来看我手上的钉痕和肋旁的枪伤。
Those are the symbols, the medals of the greatest victory that in any warfare that had ever been accomplished by on in history.
那这个是任何地上的征战所有的荣耀不能比的。
But God gave His Son, knowing full well what it would cost Him.
对，但是神给出来这一切的时候，他知道这一切的代价是什么。
Now the word only. His one and only son, it says there. The word is a technical word in the Greek that can't be translated very well.
这是一个希腊词啊，是一个很特别的，不是很容易翻译的一个希腊词。
One and only, they try here. I don't know what in the Mandarin.
Mandarin, single son.
Single son. The word in Greek is only begotten. Begotten meaning, it's a very difficult to translate. I don't think there's any language that can truly translate that word.
他说希腊的原文是 only begotten. 这个 begotten 这个词他说很难去翻译出来。
中文是单兵很宝贵。
Yeah, she said it's a precious single one.
Yes, precious single one from the bosom of the Father. But we are children of God by the second birth. We become His children.
但我们呢，在我们重生之后呢，我们就成为神的孩子了。
We become sons by His adoption of us.
那我们成为儿子，因为他领养了我们。
And he's going to bring many sons to glory, it says in the scriptures.
那圣经说呢，他要把很多的儿子领到荣耀里去。
And so, what does God the Father get out of the sacrifice of His Son?
那圣父从圣子的牺牲救赎里得出什么呢？
Many sons.
得出了很多的孩子。
And they are all in His one Son.
他们都藏在他那一个儿子里面。
And so, it's another picture is a bride for his son.
另外一个形象就是，我们是他儿子的新娘啊，整个教会。
And so, is this salvation? The question might be: Is this salvation? Is this eternal salvation and eternal life? Is that offered to everybody?
那另外一个问题就是，这样的救恩，永恒的救恩是提供给每一个人的吗
？Yes.
How do you know?
是的。
God so loved the world,
信的人才有。
Yeah, you love the world.
Whosoever.
Loud, nice and loud.
Whosoever.
Who's that?Who's a whosoever?
Everybody.
Are you a whosoever?
就 whosoever 就是不管是谁，所以他这中文翻成一切信他的，就不管是谁。
一切信他的嘛，要信嘛。
对，要信是前提。
But they said you need a condition of belief.
Well, that's coming the next word. Are you a whosoever, Nicole?Smile. Good. What about you, Gene? Are you a whosoever?
Indeed I am.
Sometimes when I speaking to children, I get a toonie out of my pocket and I'll say, oh, This is for whosoever.
嗯，然后有的时候我在讲这个一切每一个人的时候呢，我这么来解释跟孩子们，我拿出一个硬币，我说这个硬币啊是给任何人的。
See, well, whosoever, come and get it.
然后任何人只要愿意都可以来拿。
And they all sit there. Then one.And finally, Brian, the guy goes running up. And they all wish that they had been smarter. A little bit.
然后呢，很多时候孩子们一开始会犹豫，这个到底怎么回事？有一个人先反应过来，冲上去直接就拿了。然后剩下的人就觉得，哎呀，早知道我也去拿了，因为这是给任何人的。
The tunic was offered to everybody.
因为这个礼物是给每一个人的。
But of course, God has a tunic for everybody.
因为呢，神的确给每一个人预备了这个礼物。
Better than that, salvation for everyone, isn't it? But there is a condition that you point out.
但有一个条件你刚才指出来了。
And that's belief.
这就是信。
And the question is, are you going to believe that God loves you enough to...That he would send his son to die for you? That's the kind of God you must trust. Is a God who loves you unconditionally and would give you everything that he has.
所以这样的神呢，他爱你，无条件的爱你，他把一切能给你的都给你了。
Is it hard to trust someone that loves you absolutely unconditionally without changing ever?
如果一个人他无条件的爱你，他从来不改变，你信靠他那么难吗
？It's not hard, is it?
不是那么难的，其实。
But you know that what? If you love, turn that around. If you love someone unconditionally, but they don't trust you, and they don't believe in you, and they turn away from you, from your love.How does that make you feel?
但反过来呢，如果你无条件的爱一个人，你愿意把一切都牺牲给他，但是呢，他不相信你啊，他拒绝你，那你的心是怎么样
？Heartbroken. Yes. And that's how God feels when sinners reject His offer of salvation.
这就是神的感受，当一个罪人拒绝他的救恩的时候。
We're going to see that God doesn't rejoice in the destruction of the wicked.
我们都知道神其实并不喜悦毁灭那些恶人。
God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
神的本意他是不希望任何人毁灭，他希望每一个人都得救。
That's what God's will is.
这是神的本意。
But God has given mankind a will because we've been made in His image.We have a will. We can make decisions.
但是呢，我们是按照神的形象和样式造的，所以我们有完全的自由意志。神给了我们这个，我们要自己去选的。
And so,
我们不是机器人。
The one condition is God wants us to believe Him.
所以有一个条件就是神要我们自己选择相信他。
That's an act of our will that God has given to us.
这个是我们自己自由意志的表现，因为这个自由意志是神给我们的礼物。
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
那福音呢，是神的大能引领人到救恩那里去。
To everyone that believes, Romans 1:17.
那对于每一个信的人，他就得救了。
And so, what do we believe?
那我们信什么呢
？That's the question.
那就是这个是问题了。
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes, what's the object of our faith?
然后前面是神爱世人，赐独生子给他们，叫一切。然后呢，接着我们讲到了信，然后信的这个宾语是什么
？What's the object of our faith?
Jesus Christ.
我们的信心的
believe right, believe in Him.Right? The only begotten Son.
相信那个独生子啊，
That we,
这个是信的对象。
Takes us back to the serpent in the wilderness. We're bitten by sin. We don't look to God to cure us. We say, God, cure me, cure me, cure me. No. He said, I've already set the cure out. It's over on that pole there.
所以这就回到那个旷野，以色列人被蛇咬了。他并不是抬头看上帝，说主啊，上帝啊，你救我，你救我，你救我。上帝说，我已经给你指出了那个拯救，就是铜蛇。你仰望那个铜蛇，那个是你要去看的，你要去信的。
See, we don't look to God, oh God, save me, save me, save me.
所以我们不是转向上帝说上帝你救我你救我你救我。
God has already set Jesus Christ there as the Savior and paid the price. We look to Him, right?
所以上帝已经把耶稣基督放在十字架上成为那个救赎，所以我们要去信靠耶稣基督。
Whoever believes in Him, right? In Jesus Christ.
一切信他的，他就是耶稣基督。
Shall not perish.
不至灭亡。
Perishing doesn't mean annihilation. Do you know what annihilation is?
灭亡不是说被摧毁啊，就是完全。
Perishing means absolute ruin.
它是完全的破坏。Maybe you can explain a bit more.
Yes.You know what annihilation is? Can
annihilation
you?
Is
completely disappear.
Completely disappear.
No, that's not. Yeah. Perishing doesn't, it doesn't have that word. Put a tomato on a plate and set it on your kitchen table and leave it there for 3 weeks and come back and take a look at it.That's a perished tomato.
然后呢比方说 perish 和 annihilation, perish 其实就是一个慢慢变坏的过程。Annihilation 就是摧毁了，就是一下子消失就像一个炸弹炸完就没了。那他举个例子，比方说你在桌子上呢，你放一个，你厨房的桌子你放一个番茄，你现在一个新鲜番茄放那儿，然后你过三个星期回来，那就是一个 perish 的番茄。对，那就是一个在慢慢变烂的、腐化的番茄。
It's the result of natural forces, isn't it? Bacteria in working it.
这是一个自然的力量所带来的结果，就是那样的。
In the same way, when what sin does to the human body, and to the human soul.People get worse and worse and worse. Look at the perishing or a body of a very, very old person.
所以你会看见呢，罪对人的影响就是这样。当他在里面的时候呢，他是一点一点、一点一点、一点一点让这个人越来越糟糕。所以你会看见那个老啊，人老了以后，这个罪的结果就显明得很厉害，在他身上就显明了。
Can you imagine what you'd look like if you lived for 1,000 years?
你能想象，如果你能真的能活一千年不死啊，你是个什么样的状态？你可以想象一下。
That tomato would look pretty good comparison.
你就想一想这个番茄，好长时间你都摆在那，就那个样子，就那个样子。对，我们就是那样，就是一直不死，但就是慢慢变烂，就那个样子。
The perishing means to continue in sin and the results of sin and what it does throughout all eternity with no remedy, no turning around, no checking its force.
那 perish 就是慢慢变坏，就是它就是这个意思，就你在罪里面当没有医治没有拯救的时候，你是一点一点一点一点一点越变越糟糕，越变越糟糕，就是就像一个烂的番茄一样。
It's eternal ruin.
这是一个永恒的失丧，永恒的摧毁，永恒的破坏。
So he says they shall not perish, but have eternal life.
他说不至灭亡，反得永生。
But have, and we looked at that earlier. That's present possession, but have eternal life.
那得，这是一个。已经现在有的状态。
It's not that we're going to get eternal life when we get to heaven.
并不是说呢我们到天上才得了永生哈。
That eternal life is imparted to you the moment you believe.
这样的永恒的生命是在你信的那一刻就已经从神的进到你里面来。所以永生是从今生信的那刻开始的。
That, and it's imparted by the second birth.
这是从你重生开始的。
Now we started out today by making the statement that the idea of a second birth being born again was kind of mysterious and hard to understand.
我们今天的开始的讲的时候讲了关于重生第二次生命的概念它有一点点神秘。
And perhaps it is. If, but all we need to do to obtain or to be born again is to look at the object of God's, salvation.
那也许是有一些但是呢我们需知道清楚的知道我们需要做的就一件就是去看相信那神预备的那个救恩就是在耶稣基督里的。
A look at the Savior in faith is enough to do the job.
那看我们的救主相信我们的救主得着救恩就足够了这就是我们要做的一切。
How do I know I'm born again?
我怎么知道我得救了，我重生了呢？
Do I feel born again?
我感觉我重生了吗？
No, I remember when I first trusted Christ many, many years ago, before some of you were even born.
那我记得我在信靠主的那一刻，我重生的那一刻啊，很多很多年以前，你们在座的很多人那时候都没出生。
And, I realized after some period of time that I needed to get saved because of my sin.
那经过一段时间的挣扎后我觉得我需要得救啊我因为我陷在罪中。
And after a long struggle with the Lord,
跟着主有很长的这个角力和挣扎之后啊
One night I got down and I said, Lord, I need to be saved. I accept you as my Savior.
那有一天晚上我就跪下来我跟主说我主啊我要得救我相信你我接受你成为救主。
I didn't know any Christians then.
那个时候我都不认识什么的圣徒基督徒。
I was living on one of the islands in out here in the Georgia Strait.
我那时候住在那个这个边上的一个小岛上。
And I didn't have anybody to ask any questions.
我甚至找不到人去问啊那是个人口很稀少的小岛。
So I didn't feel any different.
那我也没感受到任何不同的感受。
So the next night,I did the same thing. I got down on my knees and I asked again.
所以第二天晚上呢我又做了一遍同样的事我又跟主说我承认我的错我罪我信你。
But it was totally unnecessary.
其实这是完全不必要的我其实头一天晚上做了。
I didn't notice a difference.
因为我没有感受到有什么不同。
That I'd been born again.
我得救了。
But I looked to Jesus.
但是我已经看见耶稣。
My friends noticed a difference.
但是我的朋友感受到不同。
My boss noticed a difference.
我的老板也感受到不同。
Right away.
很快就感受到不同。
My boss asked me the question, Eric, what happened to you?
所以很快不久以后呢我的老板就问 Eric, 你到底发生什么事情了
I used to walk around with a black cloud over my head.
因为他注意到以前我头顶老顶着一团乌云。
And that's completely disappeared.
那团乌云不见了。
I was a new person.
我是个新造的人。
I didn't feel it.
我自己没感受到。
I didn't know I was born again.
我也不知道我重生了。
But I had looked to Jesus and now I was changed forever.
那我现在看了耶稣基督我信靠他我就永远的改变了。
So, that's a beautiful thing about being born again. We started off today saying, am I, we could say, ask our question, am I born again? Did I do the right? It isn't us. It's the object. What God has set for a remedy for sin, a cure for sin, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to look and live.
所以我们在这个今天课一开始的时候我们就提到了这个重生的概念。那我们碰到重生我们常常会说我们得救了吗我重生了吗我们总是很怀疑那这节经文就告诉我们不在乎我们不是我们做的功神已经把那目标告诉我们了就是神的圣子耶稣基督啊，我们要信靠他相信他在那一刻就重生了
I'll just comment just this last verse and I'll let you go ahead Verse 17
那17节
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, but to save the world through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
That was Christ's mission as came into the world as a savior.
这是耶稣基督来到地上的工作，他的目标。
What was the name Jesus? It was given to him, by his father, because the angel told him, "You shall call his name Jesus."
我们知道耶稣这个名字虽然是他的父亲约瑟给他起的，但是呢，这个名字是天使告诉约瑟和玛利亚。
Do you remember what Jesus means?
你知道耶稣什么意思吗？
基督吧，
save,
Lord Savior.
Jehovah saves.
Yeah.
Jehovah saves.
Jehovah, the name of God, personal God in the Old Testament, Jehovah, saves. Or Jehovah the Savior.
就是耶和华拯救的意思。那耶和华就是旧约的上帝的名称，就叫耶和华。那耶稣的意思呢，就是上帝拯救。
And so God sentJesus into the world as the Savior, so that everybody in the world that was bitten by sin could have everlasting life.
所以，耶稣来的使命就是，救世上一切被罪所咬的、要将死的人。
Now here's a question: Was in the wilderness anybody that was bitten by the snake?Was there a limit? Was there a daily limit? Or was there a total amount of limit that could look at the brass pole and live? Was it limited?
所以下面有个问题，就是当人在旷野被蛇咬的时候呢，有没有什么限制啊？说你必须哪一天看，过了这天不行了，说你必须这个有多少人，到了这个人数再看就没用了，有没有这样的
？No, unlimited.
是无限的。
Everybody could look at it.
每一个人都可以，没有限制。
That pole could be looked at any time, 24 hours a day, by anybody.
所以是24小时，任何人都可以看那个账上的铜钱。
So the whole world could have been saved through the Lord Jesus potentially.
所以理论上，全世界每一个人都可以因着耶稣基督得救。
We'll carry on next, down, but G has a few things that he'd like to, just share with us.
剩下的我们下一次再讲啊。G 的长老还有一些其他的补充。
Every time I read this story about Jesus, that God so loved the world, you know, it just brings tears inside my heart. That, you know, I talk to other people, they have different faiths.And especially my kinsmen, they come from the Sikh faith. And I say to them, I said, what has your God done for you? What has he done? When I tell them the gospel of God's great story of love, how much he loved this world, I said, what about the God that you worship? What has he done for you?I said, my God has done so much. He gave everything. His only begotten son. Who wants to give up their son? Who wants to go through such suffering and agony? For some people that don't deserve it, especially.
所以我每次读到这节经文的时候呢，我心里都会流泪哈。那我常常会有些负担跟我的亲人们去传讲福音，我的那些家族的亲人们呢，都是锡克教的啊，就是印度锡克教的。那，当我跟他们讲的时候，我会问他们：你知道你就算你们信的这个神，他为你做什么了呢？他说，上帝替我们死了，把他一切都给了我们，你到哪里去找这样的神呢
？You know, I say to anyone that doesn't receive the gift of God, His beloved Son.Has got to be a fool because their eyes are deceived, their eyes are blinded by the devil, that they can't see that God who created this world and everything in it, that he loves this world, he wants a relationship with man, and he went all to that extent of giving his son to get this relationship back with man.
所以上帝为什么做这一切呢？就是他要让人跟他和好，回到那个爱的关系里面去他需要重新建立最初他愿意人在伊甸园里这个亚当夏娃那个爱的关系，跟神之间爱的关系。
And we can have, everybody can have this relationship with God.
那每一个人都可以有这样的和神这样的关系。
But you know, people think that God's some distant thing, power or whatever, he's got no personality, no character, he's just the power and just some kind of a force. But no, he created us in his own image. He has a love in his heart. We have love it. We have a potential to love everybody through Christ.
所以很多人认为呢，神是遥远的、有能力的、很近、很让人惧怕的那个形象。但其实神是很有爱的，他爱我们，他在里面有满满的爱要给我们。
And you know, some people, they find it hard to believe that God would love the world so much, that he's not a God of judge, you know, a judge. He's sitting up there as a God, as a judge. And every time somebody does something wrong, he's going to make sure they get judged for it. But you know, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, we read. He's got that perfect balance of love.And holiness and judgment.
有的时候人拒绝或者说害怕去相信神的原因，就是他总觉得这个神啊是遥遥在上坐在那的法官，你但凡做错点啥事儿呢，他就打你，他就击打你。我们都知道，耶稣来他是充充满满的有真理有恩典，所以耶稣是把神的恩典和真理平衡的特别好的一个形象。所以，我们信靠耶稣啊，就真的，知道了上帝是怎么样，他不是那种遥遥在上的那个就整天找你茬的那个形象啊。
They think it's too easy this way to go to heaven. They think you have to work hard, give lots of money to the church or do some good works, feed the poor or whatever. You have to put your soul through agony and suffering to get to heaven.
甚至其他有些人呢觉得这个不能很容易的就去天堂，我一定得做很多事情，我得做好事，我得去给穷人做什么事情，我甚至要让自己很痛苦，我吃很多邻里的苦，我才有资格去天堂。
You know, some nature of God is in us. We love our children. We don't want them going through suffering and agony. We don't want them to go. We try to provide the best for them that we can.We don't want them to go through such pain and suffering. We want to give them easily so they have an easy life.
所以我们都要家庭是神造的，那我们对孩子的心呢，其实就跟神对我们的心是一样的。那我们不会说有个孩子我就特别盼望他吃苦啊，使劲吃苦那这个做一切的事情就是为了让他吃苦，这不是这样的。我们盼望他好，我们愿意他少走弯路，我们愿意他少吃苦。如果他一开始就能够走到对的路上去，我们当然是愿意的。
Now, God's Son, the Lord Jesus, was a demonstration of God's love and His grace. When the angels looked down and they saw God's Son on the cross, they probably had question marks in their head. What's going on? What is happening here?
神的爱显明在十字架上的时候，甚至天使啊，我们都觉得在那一刻天使会觉得很诧异的，这到底怎么回事，为什么要这样，因为耶稣是神自己啊。
God showed the angels and all of mankind and every other creature that he created that he is a God of love and mercy and he's a God full of grace, justwide open with his arms to receive sinners to forgive their sins.
所以上帝要显明给一切受造物，也包括天使们看，他是爱的神，他里面充充满满的有恩典，有怜悯。
And he wants to give them a life that's in his son, to be like his son, a kingdom of his son, and this kingdom is going to beIt's going to be all the people that are going to be there are the people that have chosen to be there. They love God. They love His plan of salvation. They love His Son. And they want to be with Him. That's going to be the kingdom of Christ. Not those that have rejected Him. Those will be in a different world altogether. But this world that God has planned is going to be an even more wonderful world than the original creation that He had in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve.
所以神的另外一方面呢设的这个条件你要选择相信他呢其实就是他要给他的圣子啊一个国度那这个国度里呢总是会有一些人那这些人呢神显明他的爱以后呢怎么样的人才进去呢就是愿意跟他在一起的人就是愿意选择相信他的人那这个是一家人所以这样的话呢在这样的一群人里面他才可能会有爱的关系因为否则是单方面的啊你父母给孩子那孩子不要啊，那不要的呢他就是另外到其他的地方去了所以上帝做这一切就是恢复那伊甸园里最初造亚当和夏娃神愿意形成的这一家人的这个最初的那个本意和状态
So I hope all of you will receive God's great gift of His Son
所以我盼望每一个人都能够接受神的救恩
And that instant thing that takes place is being born again like Eric was saying it's not a feelingBut you've taken God at His word. God said something, you believe it, you trust in Him, and you put all your 100% into that word, and you say, I believe and I trust God's word, and that I'm a sinner, I need my sins forgiven, and Christ paid for my sins. I believe that, I trust in that work, finished work on the cross, and right away, you're saved, and you're born again, and God starts working on you, He sends His Spirit, and you're sealed with the Spirit of God, and you will become like the wind. The wind, you can't see the wind, but you see the results of that wind, the leaves are going this way and that way, and you'll see a change in the life. When Eric was talking about his testimony, and the people around him saw that change in him, okay, the natural change is...When you love Christ, you want to tell others about it. That's the immediate change that takes place. And Eric was probably witnessing to others. And they say, well, what's come over this man here? He's become a Jesus freak. That's because we love him and we want to serve him.
所以一开始的时候我们人怎么得救呢你就是相信什么相信你是个罪人相信耶稣替你死在十字架上他复活了。在你相信的那一刻呢你其实圣灵就进到你里面来了你就重生了然后呢圣灵就在你里面盖了印记你就是个新造的人了这个就像圣经里这个三章里讲的就像风一样这风从哪里来到哪里去你不知道但是呢你能看那个结果看风吹的叶子动的那个结果你就知道有风了那艾瑞克弟兄刚才讲的见证就是个有风的见证那他自己信靠的那一刻呢风已经来了但是呢什么时候别人知道他信靠了他老板发现他变了他看见外在的结果了他老板没有看见他里面人的那个真正发生了什么但他看见了由风而来树叶吹动的那个结果这就给人一个特别好的见证这就是一个真实的他得救的一个过程这个不是我们自己的感受而是你信靠以后一定因着神的话相信啊会有的结果
When God pours His love into us, we can't contain all that love. It just pours out of us. It pours out. We can't contain it. It's so much love that God puts into our hearts.
我们因为我们的堕落和败坏，其实神特别盼望把他的爱倾倒给我们，但是我们没有办法接。就像我们那个盆啊，又脏又小，所以就算神有一大盆的活水要倒进来，你也接不住。
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, 好我们一起来做个祷告在天上的父谢谢您赐给我们丰盛的灵粮是的您爱世人甚至将独生子赐给我们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生我们盼望我们身边的每一位还没有认识您的真的来到您的面前说主啊我信我愿意接受这美好的救恩我愿意和您成为一家人父啊也求您在环境里在恩典里带领每一位早日认识您能够接受那最美好的恩典感谢主奉主耶稣基督的圣名阿门